Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for May 26, 2018. And today, I'll be discussing my recent blog with new articles and videos that address the big issues which are now shaping the future of our planet. And as I give this report tonight, the cosmic weather for the Earth is a unique grand trine of the Moon, Venus, and Neptune, all in water signs. So there's a high state of cosmic love energy going on, and I hope you're feeling it. And those who follow the show occasionally are probably aware that many of my shows in 2018 have been a personal review of my weekly blog to those on my in-house Cosmic Love email list. And, of course, anyone can join or leave the Cosmic Love list simply by emailing cosmiclove@mcn.net. That's Cosmic Love, one word, at mcn.net. So on with the show. My recent blog at heartcom.org is called Disclosure, Co-Creation, and Ascension. And this is the narrative I'm largely reading from, although I'll be extemporizing, on different aspects of this tonight. I'm going to be going into an article later on, if I have time, on quantum computing, which I've discussed on and off over the years on the Cosmic Love Show and have been evolving an article for quite some time. I'm doing a news release on it now, and we'll be going into that. So let me begin by saying that I never know when someone is hearing me for the first time on this show. So I'm going to be explaining what I'm doing more than I would otherwise. For example, this article on disclosure, co-creation, and ascension has some heavy stuff in the middle, so I wrapped it in what I call a love sandwich. Lots of cosmic love coordinates before and after the heavy stuff to keep it in context. This also serves to frame the big challenges of our day with those precepts of light and love that can see the opportunity with any problem rather than the problem with any opportunity. You know, the cup being half full rather than half empty. So, going into this article, Full Disclosure, Co-Creation, and Ascension, this is from the 2018 Global Upgrade series that I've been doing since the first of the year. This is the latest, just from a few days ago. And it begins at the top, you know, with a frame of reference for the global love co-creation, the love model, you know, with the circle, triangle, square, the geometrically ordered divinity, and the understanding how the power of love, you know, this higher concept of love as the law of the angles, the language of the angels, you know, with spiritual geometry or geometric ordered divinity, how it is represented through, you know, the Holy Spirit of love in action. And, you know, again, the higher the concept of love, divine love, cosmic love, geometrically ordered divinity, law of the angles, language of the angels, the higher the concept, the greater the results. So that's kind of, you know, basically the theme of the show. I've been geometrizing it with different frames of reference, different perspectives, you might say, on the holographic universe of this love model, this cosmic love as the universal language of consciousness, the language of light, of consciousness, as consciousness, and a pure geometry frame of reference for value-added currency, you might say, to underwrite social networks with more heart as social conscience, culturing social conscience in our ubiquitous social networks, our global social networks. This is, you know, this is the big trend of the age. You know, we're in the internet age now. We've kind of gone past the information age, the internet age. We're going into the quantum age of Aquarius. And so these quantum law language principles regarding energy and consciousness, be going into that today. For those who endure to the end, where I'm really going to be getting into the serious stuff with quantum computing, You'll probably appreciate, hopefully, some of the fundamentals I'm going to be going into before then. Again, some background, foreground with the this love sandwich, you know, these coordinates of cosmic love, you know, wrapping some heavy concepts of what's going on in the world today, putting it in context with light and love so that basically it's not too overwhelming, ideally, you know, keeping that philosophic calm like at the center of the hurricane, you know, the eye of the all-seeing eye of harmonious calm at the center of the hurricane with everything swirling around it and being philosophically centered and connected so you don't get off center. And that's trying to it's kind of what I try to do with all of my blogs, where I'm orienting first principles or universal principles of cosmic law language using geometric thought forms as frames of reference for the principles of linear consciousness, as in the L in the love model, the nonlinear consciousness, spherical consciousness, the O in the L-O-V-E, and the V being like the Trinity, the synergy in the Trinity with the thesis, antithesis, synthesis, or the L-O-V, or the linear, nonlinear co-creation in all four quadrants of the E. You know, the E in the love model is like a square with a cross and a circle in the middle, representing like the capstone, which represents the creative ascent process, the capstone in the pyramid of self and civilization, which is, again, a metaphor for the processes of consciousness of Jung, the archetypes of fire, air, water, and earth, spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, and the different archetypes that Jung refers to that are consistent with the four directions and the four winds of Native Americans, Native cultures worldwide, and the archetypal mandalic representation in Hopi and Aztec symbolism of the pyramid of model, or the four square model. They're seen in Christian mysticism and seen in the East in terms of the mandalas of the Tibetans, you know, that they have with the four gates to the center of the what the Christians call the city four square. So there's all these ancient and modern mystical metaphors for these archetypes that are in the love model. And that, as a frame of reference for the first principles of cosmic law, the law of the one, the two in one, the three in one, the four in one, and that four and one with the fifth principle being the capstone, you know, for integration, which is like a gateway, you might say, or a portal representation gateway to the fifth dimension. And there's a lot of popular culture stuff about the fifth element and the integration of these archetypes of the collective unconscious, and to make them conscious. So as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, we naturally involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience with the capital C, as in equals MC squared, where C is the symbol for the speed of light. And as you become conscious of how you're conscious, all time and space becomes relative, you know, as with a conscience. And we're talking about unified field conscience or source conscience or unity conscience. And I'm talking about, you know, like frames of reference for geometrizing is a word that I use, framing, geometrizing the source code for the source field. And the source field being, you know, the field, the quantum field. And as we go into the Aquarian age, the quantum age of Aquarius, which they'll be calling it, and I'm going to have a quote that references that trending by a physicist, that this will be known not as just the Aquarian age of freedom and love, but the Aquarian age of quantum reality, quantum science, and the ascension as a function of this understanding of quantum law, universal law, cosmic law, source code, whatever. So anyway, I'm referencing metaphorically the concept of the love model at the heart of this process, this love model as geometrically ordered divinity, as heart coherence, as a process that can be utilized for Web 3.0, the next phase of the computer internet revolution, what that looks like, how that will work as far as the language of consciousness. And evaluation criteria with this language of consciousness or language of light as consciousness, light of consciousness, you know, the photomechanical processes that relates to the perceptual process, and dimensions of that in terms of evaluation criteria that can be used as a universal interface for global telecommunications. And the global TLC, you know, at the heart of this process, this global TLC as far as global telecom, telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, telecommerce, these are metaphors, again, that are kind of frames of reference for these archetypes, these, you know, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically with community, self-governance, teleconscience as far as the self-learning, telecare as far as self-healing, telecommerce as far as owning your own life with self-employment, with commerce and communication processes. I'll be going into that in different ways. And the overview of this concept, and this is part of the love sandwich before I get into the heavy stuff, is that, you know, this we're in a state now where all of these social networks worldwide have the potential to connect us, you know, basically the, you know, the family of mankind in a global village, and that we're all, you know, neighbors. You know, we're, it's like a global village now. It's instant, everywhere, interactive global village. It's like there's no time or space. You know, it's like we are one. And to basically reference or paraphrase, you know, what the Piscean master said over the last 2,000 years, the whole purpose is to love with all your strength, mind, heart, and soul, and our global village internet neighbors as thyself. So that's my upgrade of the Piscean master for the Aquarian dispensation, and I'll be going into this more, a little background frame of reference for some of these new videos that came out this last week that are really, some of them are really amazing, kind of heavy, challenging old paradigms, but you know, it's good to get a perspective shift, check up from the neck up, so to speak, in this regard. So I'll be going into that. And this is blog again from just well, a few days ago, May 22nd, and the kind of thematic key here is culturing the currency of conscience for ascent of global civility on the cusp of the Aquarian age of Aquarius. For the quantum age of Aquarius, excuse me. So in brief, what I'm talking about with this orientation is an update on the HeartCom community. Now, there's a community of people worldwide that I've been evolving over the last, well, since almost 2000 now. But I've been blogging intently over the last decade, since I began my radio show about 11 years ago. And there's a community of people that I network with that are on my email list at cosmiclove@mcn.net. And it's like a mastermind alliance, people that are really into what's breaking, you might say, in the independent news. You know, the neutral independent news as far as different communication sources that are referencing, you might say, what's going on with the deep state compared to the high state? You know, the high state as far as the optimal future of humanity with potential for linking the light of our individual and collective conscience and our extraordinary gifts and talents and resources and potential scenarios for liberating and leveraging, you know, more light, consciousness, opportunity, technologies, resources, for building a golden age and economics of abundance rather than an economics of scarcity. What that would look like as far as abundant conscience, the currency of conscience. And so this is an update on the HeartCom community. It's like the valuation of the vision of this community with the currency of conscience to make it so. This is an upgrade of the love bits currency modeling. Love bits as a currency, like a cryptocurrency or an altcoin currency. I introduced this back in January. And so the link to the show, as you read along this copy, there's a link. I think it was about the second or third week in January at the Global 2018 Global Upgrade Series since the first of the year. It was about the middle of the month in that series of January. And I introduced concept of altcoin cryptocurrencies, the whole cryptocurrency revolution that's going on globally, and blockchain technology and all that stuff. That's an arcane subject for a lot of people, but there were several really brilliant videos that explained it extremely well. And I provide a link for that that January article with those that includes those several videos. And you can scroll down to the information on the Love Bits currency, what that would look like, a cryptocurrency, and how we're basically providing free Love Bits currency as a token for those who are want to get involved with the process of developing value in the community, and how the Love Bits currency can be a token for the currency of love at the heart of global social network community, and what that will look like and how that will work. And the vision of the community as a self-funding network of visionaries, light servers, and infopreneurs, like entrepreneurs with information, infopreneurs, with a cooperative opportunity to co-create global telecom and telecare for a high standard of real community, for real community, not virtual community or pseudo-community, but how real community with the currency of conscience can be cultured with global telecom and global telecare for global holistic healing. And there's links provided that in articles that were published either online with websites or in print publications, and a copy of that with global telecare and a background story on that, which is, again, if people are reading this for the first time and I want to read those and link into those articles, they'll have a vision of the future and way things can be that, if it doesn't blow your mind, it ought to at least stimulate, you know, the possibility thinking. So we're talking about, you know, with global telecommunications and global telecare, with those models of basically talking about models for involving wisdom of the crowd, sometimes called wisdom of the cloud, for basically, again, uniting the resources of people in a holistic health and healing community who share their feedback and resources in regard to what's working best for different health conditions that are highly personalized for one's individual metabolic type, body type, and health symptom profiles, etc. Anyway, the article goes into it more so, but the idea of harnessing the best of both worlds for personal profit and public service. And we're talking about both worlds as far as communications and healthcare. That's like these two models, global telecom and global telecare, a system of representative government with global telecom and what that looks like. And I'll be going into that, a universal interface for global interaction and how that will culture conscientious common sense, unity conscience within social networks. And again, how that relates to the global telecare model, you know, for a self-perfecting database model for the analysis, prevention, and management of all disease. That technology is all available, and there are models been evolving in this direction. And what a definitive model would look like as far as free online universal health care for global medicines, when there's about 3.3 billion people online now worldwide out of about 7 billion people. Almost half of them are online and are accessing internet resources whereby these services could be provided with social networks to culture social conscience. And again, social conscience, the currency of conscience is the currency for basically the next economy, you know, an economics of abundance based on abundant conscience. So this is where it's going, and harnessing the technology that's available now, harnessing, you might say, the ability to culture real community with the currency of conscience with a capital C, you know, as in conscious of how we are conscious, a process for involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience. This process of harnessing creative, co-creative wisdom of the crowd, wisdom of the cloud, for personal profit and public service as a co-op, as a cooperative, as a co-creation venture, this is the process of community building. This is the process of the HeartCom community. So I love the quote by Teilhard de Chardin, the French guy who said that man can harness the winds, the waves, and the tides, but when he can harness the power of love, then for the second time in the history of the world, man will have discovered fire. And that quote is kind of the epitome of what will happen in the collective conscience of global humanity as we harness the power of love, cosmic love, universal love, that involves and evolves the language of consciousness, you know, the processes of consciousness, the learning process, the creative process, for co-creation with Source, divine love, God, geometrically ordered divinity. Again, a metaphor for this process that is corresponds to the language of consciousness itself, the language of light, of consciousness, as consciousness, for culturing conscience. So this process of community building, for TLC in action, telecommunications, telecom, teleconscience, telecare, telecommunity, telecommerce, is based on the love model's universal interface, Web 3.0. And this model for global mass interaction is defined and refined by this model of HeartWare as the next major phase of the computer internet revolution, after emphasis on hardware as in IBM software, then was Microsoft, and then NetWare, which was Netscape, and the integration of these major shifts in the computer internet revolution with hardware that will combine and shine, you might say, common sense, wisdom of the crowd in the cloud, the collective consciousness. Now, how that works, I'll be going into with quantum computing in the latter part of the presentation today, and I'll get through this part rather fast. You can be reading along, you know, from the narrative at the website link I've provided, heartcom.org, on the HeartCom community. And we're talking about a process, again, of culturing wisdom of the crowd, collective consciousness within a social network that's interactive, as the community of hearts and minds unite for a TLC whole, you might say, that is greater than the sum of the telecom parts. You know, telecommunity as in self-governance, teleconscience as in self-education, telecare as in holistic self-healing, telecommerce as in, you know, good trade, you know, information, resources, commodities, product services, whatever the good trade is. And so this brings us to the, you might say, the business concept of this community. And with the Instant Everywhere and interactive internet, we've had a global village in principle, and now it's time to co-create it in practice. So you might ask yourself, is it true that all our social problems are at heart communication problems, you know, how we come into unity? This is the global telecom model. And are you aware that global holistic healing is now going physical with internet knowledge power? And this is the model of global telecare. And again, there's links there. If you haven't read those links, if you're reading this for the first time, to review this understanding, like this alpha and omega of global holistic healing, of the communication networks with Global Telecom, and the information processes, the informatics for accessing information in a database for Global Telecare as far as holistic healing of any health condition that you might have, and what the database indicates is working best and how you can do it yourself, which modalities are working best to do it yourself, or if it's indicated that you need a healthcare practitioner, and which modality of healthcare is indicated to work the best. That's all possible now. And the vision of that is a self-perfecting model. As the database expands with more people using it, with more feedback and what's working best, it becomes self-evident which modalities are working best for specific health conditions that you or someone in your family might have, which is a vision of healing the healthcare system, because it's empirical based. It's based on results, you know, what's working best. And so the reporting protocols and all that whole process with Global Telecare for defining global holistic healing is defined and refined in the article on Global Telecare, just as a vision for global interaction and social networks for culturing social conscience and how that works with the language of consciousness for involving and evolving consciousness. That's explained with the Global Telecom link. And, you know, so that's, you know, kind of a synopsis in a nutshell of this TLC model, the alpha and omega aspects of it, that are the most significant as far as the twofold aspect of the one, the two in one, the feminine aspect of it would be the care, the real holistic, you know, heart coherent care, a system of care for holistic healing globally, you know, the physical bodies of global netizens. And the Global Telecom model is more the spirit of the law, the spirit of, you know, unity and diversity, the spirit of a unity conscience, and what a unified field of cloud wisdom, crowd wisdom, what if a unified field of conscience will look like, again, based on the feedback and the interaction of 100 or 1,000, a million people to a program at the same time, and how that's even possible and how that works. I'll be going into that more in the article on quantum computing. But this will give you a little taste of that now. So anyway, I mean, this concept of a clear vision of TLC in action, you know, they might say the Holy Spirit of love in action, how the power of love creates the high state that serves as a catalyst for a self-fulfilling prophecy. This is the intention, and there are ways to make it so. Spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, and financially. And I'm going back into the subject of love bits and the currency of conscience and basically, you know, the valuation of a currency, a token, you might say, or an altcoin or a cryptocurrency, you know, love bits, and how that can define and refine and shine the purpose and plan of personal and public ascension of conscientious common sense for mass awakening from mass illusion, for wising up to upgrade capabilities, and for rising up with this vision of a new common sense, you know, unity conscience, unity and diversity for us as united sovereigns of Earth. You know, the idea of who we are as a global village, you know, the family of mankind in a global village, with the universal interface for unity and diversity, you know, for culture and common sense, you know, as the united sovereigns of Earth. So that's where it's going, folks. Sooner or later, you know, we're talking about it, you know, and it's not going to happen overnight, you know, but it's processed, and united we ascend. I mean, there's no going back to willful ignorance. You know, once you know better, you can do better. And to have a vision of how good things can be and where it's going is half the battle. You know, it's basically, you know, to transcend all the depressing, divisive deception that's dysfunctional. You know, all this deep state BS that's going on, you know, with the the war for the divide and conquer in the mass media to keep people diverted from any kind of conscientious common sense, so that we all hang separately rather than all hang together. So knowing this process, what's going on, is half the battle. That's one of the videos I'm going to be going into, some of the heavy stuff, which is really some really brilliant stuff when you really get the picture of what the battle is and how we're being played, you know, by the deep state media and what the high state looks like. I mean, you know, the vision, the mission, the purpose, the plan, the purpose and plan that, you know, the masters know and serve, who are stepping through the veil to lay the foundation for the golden age, what that looks like, how that works. I mean, it's the whole point is that it's better to focus attention with pure intention of love's retention for conscious ascension in a dimension of cosmic, divine love, God love, source comprehension. So we're talking about, in a larger scheme of things, a systemic shift to a higher state. And this is the process that's going on in the collective consciousness of global humanity, a systemic shift to a higher state. I mean, the divine destiny of Earth is to wake up and wise up and rise up with the whole truth, you know, full disclosure of the opportunity to transcend all the perception, deception, and analysis, paralysis, and basically the depressing dysfunction. And due to the advanced high-tech capabilities, I mean, global humanity is now poised, and it's on the threshold of extraordinary capability for our thrival, or by default, you know, if we don't get our act together, our devolution and demise. Now, the trends are in the direction of things coming together, and what's happening, there's a process that is very challenging for people that are stuck in negativity, and very intimidating and challenging and threatening to people that are stuck in SIN, stuck in negativity, you know. So these videos I'm going into now, this is the heavy part I was talking about. You know, this is, you know, in the middle part of this presentation, I was talking about, you know, some pretty heavy stuff. And this is some pretty serious stuff. So I've been giving, you know, kind of light and love background. And I'm going to go into more of the foreground after this part of the videos before I go into quantum computing, which some of you may be ready for. Others may have had enough. So I'm going to go into these videos. And these following new videos and articles provide insight regarding the challenges and opportunities shaping the path ahead. So these are some of the videos of the week for, serious initiates, you know, those who appreciate, you know, kind of a paradigm shift checkup from the neck up, you know, can laugh at themselves and laugh at how, you know, we all get kind of stuck and stuck in our own ways, and how there's a big shift going on. It helps to understand this first video, which is called "We Are in the Age of Deception." Now, I'm not going to play it. It's not that long of a video. It's a relatively short video, and it's got some amazing stuff on the mass awakening that's now occurring. Now, the deep state disinformation is being outed. And the currency of truth and love for reconciliation and resurrection that's maturing with a valuable vision of virtue and valor for the victory of social conscience in our global social networks. So that's the video. So those who are in the future listening to this podcast or reading the notes and reading along, you know, with this blog, may want to stop, you know, the audio and watch the video. If you have a different window opened up and you're following the blog and you want to pause the audio that you're listening to now, people in the future can do that with the podcast. But I'm doing this live right now as we speak, and just giving kind of a cursory overview that the things that interest you the most you can go into, because there's multiple article links and video links that I'll be referencing, and the copy, you can see what I'm talking about as you read along. So there's another video here from the SGT report from May 11th, the deception that changed the world. Now, the mass deception behind 9/11 and the endless war on terror, or the endless war of terror, you might say. And that's a very interesting, you know, some people will appreciate that perspective on you know, that turning point with 9/11 and what went on, you know, with the war on terror, the endless war on terror that began at that point, how that changed the world and the deception behind that, and how to get past that deception, you know, with philosophic calm and put it in perspective, you know, with the opportunity to transcend it and go beyond it, you know, with understanding of the perception deception. So realize, and there's a video that is provided with this understanding. And what I'm saying is that realize, as in with real eyes, the real lies of the deep state. And this next video, Protocols, it's got a funny name. And the story behind this funny name is explained kind of to get your attention, but also, you know, to make some... to relate to some other words and buzzwords in this title. And the title is Protocols of the Illuminated Sons of the Golden Dawn. And there's some keyword buzzwords like protocols, the Illuminated Sons, the Golden Dawn. All of them have, there's a lot of energy attached to those words that is explained in the video. How those words are kind of like hooks to key into other concepts to take it to another level, but those other concepts. And an excerpt from that video is that there's a global movement going on to free the citizens of the world from tyranny of centuries of enslavement by the ruling elite. And this movement has emerged. To free the citizens of the world from tyranny of centuries of enslavement by the ruling elite. People of the world are awake. Some are still waking up, but there are a lot of them that are awake. And the excerpt says that we have weaponized the internet to carry truth around the world so the citizens can share a similar awareness. And like the 100th monkey effect, a critical mass of awakening is taking place. So the video goes into, and this, I mean, this video is mind-blowing, and the following one explains more the context and meaning of this video. They're both relatively short videos. The first one, the video goes into the Protocol 1, gaslighting the media, and that's amazing. What's really going on with what looks like almost like a war going on between the alternative media and the mainstream media, and what's behind that. And Protocol 2, securing the victory before firing a shot. What that means as far as there's basically a media war going on and how a lot of stuff is being sorted out, but it's kind of chaotic now. And Protocol 3, it gets into weaponizing the light, disclosure. So again, the theme of the presentation today, disclosure, co-creation, and ascension, this keys into it. Disclosure. And Protocol 4, cut off of the cabal's money. In other words, there's dark side, deep state, economic interests that are not serving the purpose of the divine economy of the Constitution, the United States, and the American people, and how that's being cut off, and the story behind that. And Protocol 5, toppling the globalist pedocracy, and this is subject the mainstream media very rarely discusses, and that's the level of when I say pedophilia and the pedocracy is as far as, you know, the horrendous stuff that's going on with sex trafficking, you know, throughout the planetary, throughout nations throughout the world, who's behind it and how that's being exposed, how there's indictments and arrests. And that's, some of you have heard about this and have heard about Protocol 6, the reset of the global financial system. This is in process. There's a process involved. Understanding the process, half of the solution is realizing that it's in divine order. There is a process that's being developed. So this is an important orientation for a lot of people who've never heard this overview before. And what's really going on with the military tribunals, with the government, and indictments of virtual criminals in the cabal and the deep state. And some people have, you don't hear about this in the mainstream media. So only people that have been following independent news on this subject over the last year have a little bit of a feeling of what I'm talking about. The video explains it pretty well, but this is pretty much the backstory now that I'm giving a little bit of a context. And there's a second video that goes more into detail on how the people have weaponized truth, and it's called Light Supremacy. And again, this video is from American Intelligence Media, which is, you know, there's some people that I've come to trust with good information over the last year, and this was from May 12, 2018. It's an interview with the author of the protocols that are above, with some really prescient insight on the big shift dynamics that are going on now in the collective consciousness of humanity, and this the Western media, Eastern media, what's going on with kind of a there's a power shift going on. There's basically a shift to net reality in the net roots of the collective, you know, social networks, you know, throughout the planetary body. There's an awakening, a mass awakening to how bad things are and how good things can be. So this next video now is really, really pretty heavy on the full disclosure thing. And it goes back to the subject of solar flash and what's going on with the energetics of our solar system that I referenced again back in January in that series, the 2018 Global Upgrade series. And back in January, there were several videos on the solar flash and what's going on with basically our solar system in our galaxy, the precession of the equinox, the energetics that Earth is moving into, and the background story on the secret space program, which is, if this is new, for a person who hasn't heard of the secret space program, I recommend you going back to January and seeing some of those videos where I give background on the secret space program. Over the years, I've interviewed whistleblowers in the secret space program. I know it to be true. A lot of people just can't go there. They just can't believe there's extremely advanced technology that's being suppressed simply because it makes so it creates disruption of the status quo, too much of a disruption too fast. So there's full disclosure is not something that's going to happen in the short term. It's going to take a while. It's a process. This video gives an overview that will be mind-blowing to people, the backstory on that, the links with the video that you can watch, and you can research more on Corey Good, and the Sphere Being Alliance. I have more background in this if you're interested. And there's a link on the Sphere Being Alliance that you can go to for more of the backstory. If this is new to you, I know it's a lot if this is new to you, but to those who've been following this, this is some more in-depth stuff. They provide like a cosmic perspective. You know, the Cosmic Love Show is about a cosmic perspective, the big picture. And we're talking about, you know, going back to the big picture again as far as, you know, the high state, you know, where global civilization is going, you know, the evolution, revolution, revelations that are going to be culturing conscience currency, the currency of conscience, not just consciousness, but consciousness of how we are conscious with the conscience. And the currency of any social network or community is only as rock solid good as a unified currency of conscience. You know, what I refer to as the TLC heart of network community, you know, the heart com community. This is the intention. And this goes back to the chief architect of the Constitution, James Madison, you know, fourth U.S. president, who said, conscience is the most sacred of all property. So keep in mind that the currency of conscientious common sense is the key to valuation of any community. It's the key to valuation of cryptocurrency. It's the key to valuation of love bits and the HeartCom community, which, again, we're talking about the new currency for the next economy will be a compassionate use of money. And in this case, we're talking about the heart and soul purpose of Love Bits is valuation of the vision of global telecom and global telecare, culturing and economics of abundance with the power of love wisdom, of wisdom of the cloud for conscientious evolution revelations. In essence, we're talking about culturing abundant TLC, the heart of an economics of abundance as empowers wisdom with love, you know, the love model, you know, a higher concept of love for ascension of global wholeness with holistic health and prosperity spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, and financially, a whole a whole system with TLC Synergy, easier and faster. TLC, again, telecom, telecare, telecommerce, teleconscience, telecommunications, telecommunity, what that looks like, how that works, for co-creation of this vision of, you know, coordinates for high-level initiates. You know, some will get it, some won't. You know, if you can follow this well, you are an initiate. If not so well, you know, not so much. And when I'm talking about following this well, I'm talking about spiritual practicality as the TLC high state. You know, high state as far as the universal interface for global teleconscience, holistic healing applications for global telecare, science of success with global telecommerce, you know, love bits evaluation of conscience currency for the creative ascent process, you know, capstone consciousness, you know, the capstone of I am, I can, I will, I do, you know, affirmation, confirmation, determination, integration to define, combine, refine, and shine our God-given gifts, talents, and resources for optimal non-physical spiritual progress. I mean, we're in that age, we're at that time, as Nikola Tesla said, that someday, he said, that the day science begins to study non-physical phenomena, it will make more progress in one decade than in all the previous centuries of its existence. Science is now, quantum science, quantum field science, quantum reality is now maturing with this understanding of non-physical phenomena. The TLC metaphor model with this cosmic love model, universal law love, a love model in the frame of reference for the first principles of cosmic law, this is referencing the non-physical phenomena, you know, metaphysical phenomena. And basically what I'm saying, and I'm going to go into quantum computing now here in a minute, but what I'm saying is that an uncompromised metaphysical initiative of unbiased integrity to culture the greatest good for the greatest number of people could involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience. I mean, to wise up and rise up with pure intention as focuses attention with love's retention for conscious ascension in the fifth dimension of universal love comprehension, cosmic love comprehension, harnessing the power of love with the fire of ordained desire to make it so, you know, social conscience and social networks, empowering wisdom, wisdom of the crowd with a high standard of love. A co-creation process, culturing unity in our diversity with universal TLC for United Sovereigns of Earth. So the article goes on to more quotes from Nikola Tesla, the Aquarian Manifesto, other dimensions of the universal law language archetypes, the whole process metaphorically from the perspective of quantum physics and the quantum physics pioneer, Max Planck, who said, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. So changing the way we look at things, so a paradigm shift with the understanding of these archetypes, universal law language, you know, for the holographic universe, you might say the emerging blueprint for a golden age, the coordinates of cosmic law for an understanding of the, you know, the first principles of quantum reality, quantum science. The frames of reference of that, looking at that, understanding that from multiple perspectives, how this relates to the megatrend going on with decentralization of power in our social, political, and economic institutions, how the blockchain will tie into that. There's a video on that you can also watch. But I'm running out of time, so I wanted to go into this understanding of the quantum computing. And this is this article. I just did a news release just yesterday on quantum computing with Heartware, and we're talking about integrating new holistic disciplines of biomimicry, quantum science, and epigenetics with the heart. The next phase of the computer internet revolution from hardware, software, and netware to heartware. The computer internet evolution, the revolution upgrade from Web 2.0, you know, social networks as we know them now, to Web 3.0 platforms, quantum computing with telecommunications. So here's that quote I referenced before by Paul Davies, the physicist, that, quote, the 19th century was known as the machine age, and the 20th century will go down in history as the information age. He says, I believe the 21st century will be the quantum age. And so call it the Aquarian Age, the Quantum Age, the Freedom and Love, the Higher Concept of Love, Universal Law, Language Love, Cosmic Love. A new understanding of the unified quantum source field has led to breakthroughs in quantum science and quantum computing. And a new understanding of bioenergetics, biomimicry, and natural laws of the holographic universe has been integrated in a whole systems model for hardware, the next era of the computer internet revolution after hardware, IBM, software, Microsoft, and network, Netscape. So I provide links on these concepts, these words like unified quantum source field, quantum science, biomimicry. They're hot linked. You know, holographic universe is hot linked. And you can go to a website that goes into more understanding of this. For new people, if they haven't seen these links before or had this orientation, this is an in-depth understanding of quantum computing as far as the quantum field, the unified field, the source field, and the source code, the first principles of universal law, cosmic love, and how that relates to the stage we're at, which is, you know, we're at the stage of global conscious evolution whereby hardware can now optimize not only the computer internet revolution, but also core constitutional freedoms and free online universal self-care. Our new instant everywhere and interactive telecom capabilities are now defining a global village for the family of man. Hardware creates new standards for a new global industry of quantum computing. Now, this article on quantum computing goes on to provide a video by Dan Winter, who pioneered the science of heart coherence and hardware and software that he's developed that has pioneered this field. He's the leading person in the world developing software applications for the smartphone, for health, for conscious evolution. It's brilliant stuff. It's above the pay grade of most of us, I'd say. People will listen to this video. Well, you know, can barely follow Dan unless you've followed him before and have studied it. But there are genius kids that are coming in, you know, indigos and other, you know, the star seeds that are coming in that are brilliant and will thrive on this understanding of quantum computing as a function of heart coherence technology, heart coherence biofeedback principles of the golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm when it's in the frequency of holy compassion. And how there's a science to this, and the science has been, you know, proven, validated with applications that are amazing. That if you read the links that I provided, someone that's really into the subject will have an amazing awakening to self-organizing systems with heart coherence and torus fields from the atomic level to galactic. How these are universal law language principles in the quantum field, and so quantum computing that references these standards. You might say the gold standard as far as being a golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm when it's in the frequency of holy compassion. That's the fabric of the holographic universe, you know, like the body of God. That's the heartbeat. That's the heart coherent frequency. And that standard is related to, you know, a key component of hardware. Anyway, this article goes into that. It goes into applications. And the processes of consciousness that I've talked about in previous shows regarding the upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain, and three numbers in the sequence that you can punch into a smartphone or, you know, on your keypad, or punch in, you know, with the alphanumeric keypad on your personal computer to evaluate a video with the basically language of consciousness in the field. The holodeck, you know, might say the unified field within your brain, you know, from upper brain to lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, foresight, rear brain, hindsight. You know, there's three dimensions here, and there's 3D, three numbers, you know, that are referenced, you know, might say the matrix of 3D consciousness, then as references the fourth dimension in time, you know, moment to moment, you know, real-time evaluation capabilities with this universal interface. So there's links on this concept of the universal interface, what that looks like, how that works with light language, the operating system in the holodeck, you know, within the ears, and how that same holodeck can be represented with a little 3D graphic on the lower part of your screen, your TV screen or your tablet, you know, a little graphic that represents this three-dimensional cube, you know, with the dots in the cube that represent the collective consciousness, you know, the wisdom of the cloud, the wisdom of the crowd, how that works, what that looks like. I mean, this is more of a difficult for some people to understand than Global Telecare, which is a pretty much self-explanatory article that was published in a print publication here the other year that can walk you through in a very clear understanding of what global holistic healing will look like with free online self-care information services and why it's even free, how that the economic model that works to provide it for free. And the same concept with Global Telecom, how that can also be a free service, and why it's important to create an economics of abundance with abundant conscience that will involve and evolve our individual consciousness with the conscience. So the whole hardware model, the TLC model, the universal law language, love model, all provide frames of reference, so holistically, holographically, you might say, getting the picture, the big picture, the whole picture of this whole systems holodeck between the ears as relates to within a social network community, you know, the field, the collective field of consciousness, the wisdom in the crowd, in the wisdom in the cloud, what that field, how it can be represented, and how important that is for the origination and the evaluation of programs with the context and meaning provided by the wisdom of the cloud through the response, the evaluation, previous response, and then creating new videos referencing the response, referencing the wisdom in the cloud with the context and meaning in any one part of a video that references this wisdom, you know, to, again, recycle general knowledge to generate specific wisdom. This is the conscious evolution process. And the vision alone of how this process works can be a catalyst for a self-fulfilling prophecy. I hope some of you get that. I'd love to go into it more. I'm going to have to do a wrap. I want to thank you all for listening. Happy trails until we meet again. You know, basically, keep the faith, see the good, make it so. So, see you in a couple of weeks. Love you much. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.